right, so when we continue with calls, which we'll do in a few minutes, we'll have Rich, Ron, Isaac, Kendall, Veronica, and more. So don't go anywhere. I want to thank Ivy for being here this morning. And she touched on something really important. And that is, who's paying for all the supplies to the kids at Columbia, NYU, the University of Michigan, the University of Southern California? You've seen the supplies. There's bricks in some of these places, so that's concerning. But there's also mountains of water and pizzas and food and all sorts of things. Anna Mu is going to join me to try to sort this out. She's a member of the new federal state of China. Anna, nice to have you back.
Well, thank you very much, Steve. This is a great topic as a discussion for today.
Yeah, okay. So you might have an idea of who's funding all of this. I mean, I've heard George Soros' name kicked around, but I've been reading articles for the last 2 days that the folks in Beijing, our good friends in the Chinese Communist Party, are footing the bill for a lot of this, supplying the propaganda and then the means to stick it out for a while, because you can't stay there for weeks at a time if you don't have food and water and everything else. Do you believe the Chinese Communist Party has their fingers in this?
Well, of course, we know that the CCP in a direct or indirect way have participation or have impact with what we have seen right now over the U.S. campuses. Now, just as a overall view of what we can see for the numbers, the CCP have invested at least $2 billion into the top universities in the U.S. over the past decade. Okay, so this is the overall picture we're getting over here. Now, for these exact, like you said, these resources, how can they stay on the campus for so long? How can they carry out these activity for so long without any support? That is a great question, which leads us to look at how much the CCP's influence is within these universities. So now these universities have become the tools to achieve fraud, tell lies, and spread propaganda. Remember what the Soviet Union and the Communist Empire once have done in the past? You know, they have threatened the United States. And the Soviet Union infiltrated universities, businesses, and the media industry. And now, in 21st century, is exactly happening right now.
Well,
the same thing.
They have developed this mindset of rent-a-riot. We heard these kids saying, oh, they've done something bad. What have they done bad? Well, I'm not really sure. I should be more educated. You think? Because they've created this mindset, these robotic mindset, through propaganda over time. Chin, 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 chin. Oh, this is bad. Oppose Israel. Occupy campus. Well, what's happened bad? Israel's defending itself from terrorists who are indirectly, or maybe more directly, sponsored by China, too, because China's buying 2 million barrels of Iranian oil every day, funding the Iranian regime that then funds Hezbollah, the Houthis, and Hamas, right?
Exactly. That is absolutely the case. And the direct supply from the CCP towards these terrorist regimes, towards these adversaries against the United States. And then you look at how much impact they have towards the United States as our other nation, or as a society, or even as a campuses. You know, it is absolutely fine for opinions to be expressed. I mean, United States is a country with freedom of speech. So you can express your thoughts and opinions, but when you don't even understand the overall picture and also aggressively enforcing opinions that end up impacting individuals' lives or their normal living, this is very deeply unsettling. So, you know, not allowing Israel background students or professors into the campuses is like how we've shared about the CCP cannot represent the Chinese people or China. A lot of times the common people have no idea what has happened, and now their lives has been impacted greatly and are constantly living in fear for something that they are, you know, might not even be related with, or they have no idea of what is going on.
Do you think that a next administration, a new administration, assuming that Joe Biden is run out of Washington for being weak and ineffective and done terrible things for this country. Let's assume that happens. The next administration, let's assume it's Donald Trump that wins in November. Should he work with Congress to get rid of Confucius Institutes? Should he work with Congress to eradicate this propaganda being propagated on American campuses? And I'm talking about campuses from the time they're in kindergarten, middle school, high school, and colleges and universities. We should work to root that out as a country, shouldn't we?
Absolutely, absolutely. That is right. We are living in America. We are living in a Western civilization with democracy, with freedom, with human rights. We are not living inside communist China. But why are our societies being performed and being portrayed, and our young generation being brainwashed like the people inside communist China? Why is that even happening? We should not let this happen anymore. And just like you've said, the best and easiest way is to stop funding and colluding with the Chinese Communist Party. Right. That's the easiest way to solve this problem. That is indeed the case.
I want to get to one more thing that I just read from yesterday. Anna Mo from the New Federal State of China is here with us. San Diego sector, I believe it was. I could be wrong about the sector, but there was a crossing area. 2,000 illegals came across, among those 450, give or take, Chinese nationals. That was yesterday. One day. Why are all these Chinese nationals? Now, I get that people flee China, like yourself and other dissidents. But I am suspect of what's really going on and who all of these Chinese people are. They're men of military age. They're coming in great numbers. Some say as many as 50,000 over the last 3 years. I don't think that's a good situation. What are your thoughts?
That is not at all, is it? That is absolutely not. So, like we've said here, the borders or the country, what protects us are the civilian of the country is our individuality, is a civilian, is we having what we have and protecting the people for the citizens in this country, right? But then we look at what has happened now. Of course, we know there are people fleeing communist China, trying to seek the freedom that they, as a human, that they should have. But there are indeed infiltration that is going to be performed by the CCP on these borders. And that's what comes with the problems we have seen currently. And that's what occurs when you have a whole system that you cannot stop to let it happen.
That's right.
That's what we have seen right now.
We have to shut it down. We have to shut it down, Anna. Anna Mu, New Federal State of China, thank you for being here. Other things to talk about next week about bioweapons with China. We'll talk about that next time you're here. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'll be right back. More calls after the break.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you.